The SEC just sent its crypto securities framework to the White House for review. The SEC has submitted a proposed crypto interpretation framework to the White House for review, according to Cointelegraph. The framework seeks to clarify which digital assets qualify as securities under federal law, a question the agency has historically answered through enforcement actions rather than formal guidance. The submission lands with Bitcoin at $7,441, roughly 3.2% in 24 hours, and the Fear and Greed Index at 32 Fear as of March 24, 2026. From enforcement first to written rules. For most of crypto's history in the U.S., the SEC's position on digital asset classification has been communicated through lawsuits. The Howey test, an 80-year-old framework designed for orange groves, became the primary tool for determining whether a token is a security. The result was years of ambiguity. Projects could not know whether they were violating securities law until the SEC told them so in court. This framework submission represents a structural shift. Rather than relying on case-by-case litigation, the SEC is proposing a written interpretation that would give issuers, exchanges, and investors a reference point before tokens launch, not after. The move builds on several recent steps toward regulatory clarity. Earlier this month, the SEC and CFTC jointly classified 17 crypto assets as digital commodities, including SOL, LINK, and AVAX. Chair Adkins also proposed a token safe harbor that would let startups raise capital without full registration. The two agencies signed an MOU ending a decade of jurisdictional infighting. But a classification framework submitted to the White House for executive review is a different magnitude. It suggests the SEC is seeking administrative backing for a comprehensive approach, not just piecemeal guidance. What White House review means, when a federal agency submits an interpretive framework to the White House, it typically goes through the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs, OIRA, which reviews proposed rules and guidance for consistency with executive priorities. The White House can approve, modify, or send it back. Under the current administration, which has been broadly supportive of crypto regulation over enforcement, the framework has a plausible path to approval. The administration has already pushed the Clarity Act through Congress, backed stablecoin legislation, and signaled support for tokenized securities trading. If approved, the framework would carry more weight than an SEC staff bulletin or no action letter. It would represent an agency-wide interpretation with executive endorsement, giving it staying power across future administrations. The classification problem is not academic. The practical stakes are significant. Whether a token is classified as a security determines which exchanges can list it. Registered securities exchanges versus commodity platforms. What disclosure requirements apply to issuers? Whether retail investors can access it or face accredited investor restrictions. How custodians treat it. Securities custody has stricter rules than commodity custody. For crypto card users and everyday crypto spenders, classification affects which assets can be loaded onto cards, which tokens exchanges can support in self-custody wallets, and how tax reporting works when spending classified assets. The SEC-CFTC taxonomy already sorted 17 assets into the commodity bucket. This framework would address the remaining universe of tokens that sit in regulatory limbo, potentially including governance tokens, wrapped assets, and staking derivatives. Market context, fear with a side of hope. The submission arrives during a period of broad market anxiety. The Fear and Greed Index has been below 35 for weeks. ETH is at 2,032, 3.5%, SOL at 9,803, 3.6%, and XRP at 141, 1.8%, as of March 24th. All five major assets posted gains in the last 24 hours despite the prevailing fear reading, suggesting traders are pricing in potential catalysts. Regulatory clarity has historically been one of the strongest catalysts for crypto markets. The SEC's approval of spot Bitcoin ETFs in January 2024 triggered a sustained rally. The SEC-CFTC commodity classification earlier this month coincided with a brief recovery. A comprehensive securities framework could provide the kind of structural certainty that institutional allocators have cited as a prerequisite for larger positions. What happens next? The White House review process can take weeks to months. OIRA publishes a regulatory agenda that tracks pending reviews, so the timeline should become visible once the framework appears on that list. If approved, the SEC would likely publish the framework as a formal interpretive release, opening a comment period before final adoption. The crypto industry, exchanges, and issuers would have a window to push back on specific classifications. The alternative scenario, where the White House sends the framework back for revisions, would delay clarity but would not be a rejection. It would signal that the administration wants different boundaries than what the SEC proposed. Either way, the fact that a written framework exists and has been submitted for review is itself a departure from the status quo. For the first time, the SEC is trying to answer the securities question with a document instead of a lawsuit.